Good evening. This is the pre-recorded shiur for Wednesday of Hanukkah. We're up to Simon Samach Aleph, Seif Yud. Shikori Kriya Shema al Mitosoi. When a person recites Shema al Mitosoi on his bed, Mutar Likrois, is allowed to read Kol HaParsha, the entire Parsha, V'lachzoi, V'likrois, and to say it again. So, although we learned in the previous year that one is not allowed to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice, whether it's the first word of Shema Shema or the entire Pasuk, because it would appear the Chas V'Shalom there's two, so therefore one has to make sure to only say it once, Shema Yisrael. Nevertheless, when it comes to Kriya Shema Shalamit, we're learning now, Shekori Kriya Shema Lamitosoi, Mutar Likrois Kol HaParsha, you're allowed to go for the Parsha V'lachzoi and to repeat the Likrois and say it over again. So Kriya Shema Lamit is different. V'yesh Mishoyim and others say, Shigam B'zeh also with this, Yesh Lizor, one should be careful, Meloima, to say Posukeshen, Shtei Pomim. That others say that, no, that Kriya Shema Shalamit is the same thing. One should ensure not repeat Shema Yisrael more than once, because the same chashash applies as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Chofei points out the last line, second white line, last line of this Sif Kotten, in the, which is the second white line. Nirali de kol ze davke im kori kriya shema, nirali de kol ze im davke im kori parsha shema levado. This only if he says the paragraph of shema on its own. Avalim kori gam ken b'sha parshas, but if he reads additional parshas, en chashash bedovah, there's no chashash. There's no problem. Of course, the underlying point of this Sif is that there's a shmira. As Mishneh Berurah points out earlier, there's a shmira, it protects us when a person falls asleep whilst reciting Shema, and therefore a person may have a reason why he wants to go over Shema numerous times. So Mishneh Berurah says that if he doesn't just say Shema Yisrael, that paragraph, but the entire Shema, that is acceptable and there's no problem. Seif Yud Alef, Ha'omrim Ba'ashmeres Beslichas. People who say in the Slichas, in early morning, Uvi Yom Kippur, alternatively on Yom Kippur, but Tefilas Ne'ilah, during the Ila, Shtei Pomim, two times. Posuk, the Posuk Shema Yisrael. People during those tefillahs, they say Shema Yisrael twice. Yesh Elamta, one has to teach them. Shelo Yoimu, that they shouldn't say. Mishneh Berurah Sif Kotten, Chovav, Shelo Yoimu. Vabach Kosav, the Bach writes, they levatel aminik, one should not be mevatel the minik, they may continue the minik. Pemokim Shena Gukain, the places which has that custom, they're allowed to say Shema twice. Vachin Kosav, Elirab, and Elirab writes that too. Avol, but, Alevush Velechem Chamudus at Moganavom Oisrin. Those Achronim, the Levush Velechem Chamudus and Moganavom, they forbid it. Umadev Agom Ashmagam Kinchois and the Gvilnagon also seems to forbid it. It's interesting, however, that Mishnah does point out that there are people who confirm the Minik, and, as many other places we find, the Mishneh Berurah is very tolerant to Minhagim. So he as well, he does tolerate the Minhag. He says that many Achronim argue, but he does say that one should not, he does bring from the Bach that one should not cancel the Minhag. Right. Seif Yud Beis. Hashem hu ha'elokim. Shem b'roisa b'yom kippur. The words of Hashem hu ha'elokim, which we say on Yom Kippur, but filas ne'ilah during the Ilah. Sheva pomim, seven times. Mina koshu, this is a proper custom. Seif Kotten Chof Zayin Mishneh Berurah. Mina koshu, shemeshapchin leboir yisborach, that we praise Hashem, shedor lemalo, who dwells up, meshiva rekim, higher than the seven skies. Gamot sinu bikro, we also find in the pasuk, beis pomim, two times. Hashem aloikim, kabelio. We all know the famous episode with Elio and Har HaKarmel, that he was challenging the Oiv de Avodah Zorah, the Oiv de Baal. And in that famous challenge, eventually, when it turned out that Hashem is not interested in sacrifices of Baal, and this has no meaning at all, not significance, only a korban brought to Hashem. So they were said, Hashem Eloikim, Hashem Eloikim. So we see that there's no problem. We see Eliyahu himself said twice, Hashem Eloikim. So we see there's no problem. If Elio does it, certainly there's no problem. Therefore, we find that Hashem Eloikim is fine. It's mina kosher. It's fine. Continues the Ramah. Yesh oimrim, and some say sheyesh lizoyer. One should be careful. Shlo inano is al shum broche shtei pomim omen. One should never say omen twice after broche. I just want to continue the Mishneh Berurah that we just started. What is the difference, Taki, between Hashem Elohim and Shema Yisrael? So he says, "Umar she'omrim shalosh pomim boruch shem kvar machus loylam ved b'yom kippur gam ken muter." What we say, "Boruch shem kvar machus loylam kippur," that's also fine. The loy choshiv shtei reshuyos. It's not considered two reshuyos, two authorities. Elo only be pasuk shema shu ikka kabbalas malchus shemaim. The concern of not being allowed to say Shema Yisrael, that is only specifically Shema Yisrael, which is the ikka, the essential kabbalas malchus shemaim. Ve'kivin shekibud alav oy malchus shemaim pam achas, and since you've accepted Ribbono Shel Olam as your king once, ein chashash pamiras, there's no problem by saying boruch shem kvod malchusoy leolam v'ed yosef pam achas. There's no problem with saying boruch shem kvod a second time. To okay al pasuk Shema Yisrael, because it's referring back to Shema Yisrael. Ve'lekemant osi limit, nobody's going to make a mistake. So again, the entire problem is only specifically with the pasuk Shema Yisrael, which that pasuk one is not allowed to say twice. However, Hashem Elohim or Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Leolam Ve'ed, that's also fine to say it more than once. Shtei pomim amen. Says the Mishnah in Chof Ches. Tegam beze that if you say amen twice, that again would be a problem. The Gamazem Mechsekesh to Rishus, that also appear to be two Rishus, so don't say twice Omein. That again is based on a Mishnah in Brachos. V'ayim b'morgan avom, sh'mekel b'dovot, and morgan avom is mekel, aval achonim iskimu l'esu, but the consensus of the achonim is to forbid it. V'im hu oime Omein v'Omein, sorry, but if you say Omein v'Omein, twice in a word, that's fine. So what you're not allowed to say is to say Omein, and then again a second time around, Omein, that's no good. But Omein v'Omein, it won't go, that's permitted. Seif Yud Gemal. Acha posukation after the first posuk to Echlema, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Leolam Ve'ed. So after you said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, says the Shulchan Aruch, top of page 190, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Leolam Ve'ed, Bechashai, and you say it quietly. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Chof Tes. Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Leolam Ve'ed, Vim Lo Yama. If you didn't say that, Yeishtei Oiz Ben Apoiskim, the Zarachloik Ezachonim, Imachzirinos, if you have to repeat it. I'm going to vomit in Biraloch. So, Mishtabur brings a machloikas as to whether it's ma'akev to say Boch, Shem, Kvoit, Machzor, Yelam, Void. Seif Koton Lamed, Bechashai, quietly. Shekora Yaakov Avinu, Olav HaSholom and Bonov. When, at the end of Sefer Bereshis, when Yaakov Avinu, Olav HaSholom called his sons to Shvotim. Bikesh, Legalois, Lohem, Esakets. He wished to reveal to them when Mashiach will come. Kedeksiv, as it says in Pasuk, Vagid Lohem, I will tell you, Esashe Yikro Eschem, what will happen to you, Bacharis, I hope him in the final days. Venistal Kamimenu Shchina, and immediately, as he wished to proclaim, to say, to share with them, what will happen, the Shchina de Ruach Kodesh disappeared, and it didn't allow him to reveal. Omar Lebonov, he said to his sons, Shama Yesh Pachem, maybe there is amongst you Mish and Hogun, maybe one of you is not appropriate. Maybe that's why the Shechina disappeared. Maybe that's why I'm not allowed to reveal to you the gates that Mashiach Mashiach will come. Maybe that's why it doesn't allow me. Poschu Kolam, Ve'omu, they all replied to him simultaneously. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema, here Yisrael, our father Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They said unanimously, unconditionally, they said, no, we trust, really Hashem is one. And therefore, there was no chashat, it was obvious that they're all good people, and that's not the reason why he's not allowed to reveal the kids. They're all fine. Posach Azokin V'Oma. So Yaakov Avinu then said, Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Leolam Ve'ed, and he praised Hashem. V'Omu Rabbonon Heichen Avid, and Chachamim say Heichen Avid. When should we say that? Nimra Loyam Moshe. He said, how should we do it? Heichen Avid. How should we? Chachamim then ask, what should we do? Should we say it or not? Should we say this Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy or not? Nimrei, if we do say it, Loyam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu never said Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy or not. It was just a single off episode, an incident that Shvotim, the conversation, dialogue between Shvotim and Yaakov Avinu. So maybe one shouldn't say it because Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not say Boruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy or not. Loy Nimrei, but if you don't say it, Hayom Yaakov. Yaakov did say it. Teknu le'emoy, so Chomim then made a pshara, and they said, they decided yes to say it, But bechashai. So tikno loimo oisa bechashai. One should say it quietly. For uhekan, this is a recognizable way. She'enu min ha'parasha k'suva b'Torah. This will show that it's not mamash part of the parasha of the Torah. Rak Yaakov amoroi, only Yaakov said it. So it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just referring to this episode with Yaakov and his children. See if you done it. Tzorich lehafzik meat, one has to interrupt briefly. Bein between loilam voet le vohafto. So he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You stop for a second and then you continue le vohafto, the paragraph of vohafto. Kidei in order lehafzik ben kabbalas oil machushmaim le sha mitzvos. In order to interrupt between kabbalas machushmaim, which is critical, Le Shah Mitzvahs, to the paragraph of Ve'ahavta, which refers to the other 613 mitzvahs. V'yesh lehafzik, says the Gemara, one should also interrupt the prosecution, Ben Yisrael Hashem, also between Yisrael and Hashem, Uvein Elokeinu Hashem Hasheni, like to the Elokeinu and the Hashem, the second Hashem. Kidei she'nishma, in order to be heard, Shema Yisrael, ki Hashem shu Elokeinu, hu Hashem Echad. So you should say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to make that distinct point. V'yesh lehafzik me'at, and one should also interrupt briefly, ben Echad, to between the word Echad and Baruch Shem for Malchus Adonai Voed, Kirka Kibul Malchus Shemaim, Uposugation, because the main Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim is the very first posuk. Siv Tezvav. Tzorich lehafzik bein, one should interrupt between Hayoim and Alevav Echa, Uvein, and also between Hayoim to Le'avo. Shloim nira hayoim v'loy lemacha. That he shouldn't say hayoim al levavecha. So it should not appear as if you're saying hayoim, then directly hayoim al levavecha, hayoim le'avo, because that would imply just today and not tomorrow. That the mitzvah only applies today and not tomorrow. Sif tezayin tzuch lafsik bein nishba la'ashem. You have to make a short interruption between nishba and La Hashem, kidei lehatim yofe ein, that the ein should be emphasized, shlo yitia nire, that it shouldn't sound, kei like a hey, nishba La Hashem, which would mean captured. Chas v'sholem. See if you zayin, tzorich lehati zayin shel tizkru. One should say the tizkru should be said, emphasized, one should emphasize Zayin, the Zayin, Shal Tizkuru. Jaloi Lishtama Tizkuru, it shouldn't be sounding Tizkuru. Oi Tizkuru. Vave Kavodim, Hamasham Shimal Manas Lekabel Pras. Because if you say Tizkuru, even more so Tizkuru, and it doesn't sound like a Zayin, but like a S, then it would appear as if you are saying Tizkuru, you'll get, will be rewarded. Loshen Schar. Rewarded. So we're not trying to say that we're going to be rewarded for the mitzvahs. It's about remembering Hashem. So the man tizkru zayin, and not it shouldn't be sounded like anything like a kavodim. Amsham shemanas lekabel pas, because then will be avodim, slaves that are serving Hashem in order to get rewarded. V'chein tzorich lehati zayin shel uzchartem. Similarly, also with the zayin of uzchartem should also be emphasized in that way. So again, see if to zayin, sorich lehafzik bein nishba la'ashem, kidei lehatim yofi ha'ayin shloitire nireks kehei. So the nishba, the ayin should be emphasized, that it shouldn't be sounding like a ayin, shouldn't be sounding like a hei, should be like a ayin, and then again, see if you zayin, sorich lehati zayin shal tizkru, that should be, tizkru should be a zayin, clear zayin, and not a sound. Okay, that's Sif Yud Zayin, and that leads us to Sif Yud Ches. Okay, Yad Gish Yud Shel Shema Yisrael. One should say Shema Yisrael, the Yud should be emphasized. Shelo Tibola, that it shouldn't be swallowed. Veshelo Teroi Aleph, it shouldn't be sounding strong Aleph. Vechen Yud, similarly the Yud, Veho Yu, Veloi Lishtama Vehu. It shouldn't be Vehu, it should be Veho Yu. Sif Yud Tes. Tzorich liten revach ben vechora le'af. There should be a bit of a clear distinction between vechora and the word af. The loy lishtama vechoraf. And it shouldn't be sounding vechoraf. סעיף חוף צריך להתין רווח בין טבע שלתחילו סו כסויף טבע שלפניה. When the first and the letter of a word is the same than the last word of the previous word, you want to make a separation, such as going בכל לבבך, the two lamets should be separated, על לבבכם, should also be, the two lamets should be separated, should be sounding על לבבכם as opposed to על לבבכם. בכל לבבכם, Esev besotch, which is a really interesting one, because one is a vase and one a base, but nevertheless, once you Shulchan Aruch does emphasize, one should make a distinction. Esev besotcho, ve'avadetem mehero, hakonof pesil. Here again, it's a fei and a pei. Interesting that the Shulchan Aruch puts them together. Eschem mei eretz. Chof aleph. Actually, the Sifkot Lamed Gimel in Mishneh Berurah says, "B'chol levavcha, ein hakavona shiyafsik b'nim." You don't have to literally make a separation. Hakshikro b'inin sheishtama shem shnei lamed. Yeah, you don't have to make a proper stop, but you should just make a sound. You should make clear that it's two sounds, two lameds. You don't have to actually stop in between; just emphasize it. Avol mikol makim, nevertheless, tzorich makav b'in time. You should make some sort of. You should be. It should be, the separation should be clear, but you don't have to stop. The earlier Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Beis also points out that one should not overemphasize the vase into a fei and similar. He brings an example of ve'ohavto levofcho. So one should not overly emphasize a vase and similar. Chof Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Tzorich b'chol Aleph shach ha-mem l'hafsik b'neihem. Every Aleph after Mem should be emphasized. You go in v'limadetem oysom, u'ksharetem oysom, v'samtem es, so re'isem oysoy, u'schartem S vasisem S shloyeh nireh ki koyre moysom meis. So again, to emphasize the aleph, that it shouldn't be sounding moysom or meis. Yeah. Mishneh Berurah Lamed Aleph brings additional examples as well. The bottom line is to just to emphasize correctly the words and pronounce them accurately. Chov beis af bepsuke de zimre. Similarly, also with regards to pesuke de zimre. With filler and shmona esser, tzorich ledakte brach, one should be careful as well. So this is not specifically with regards to shmona esser, not specifically with regards to shma. One should also try to be pronouncing the words correctly with the rest of the tefillah. V'adin akure b'teirim nevi'im uksuvim. Whenever you learn nevi'im uksuvim, yeshli zo, one should ideally be careful. Mishneh Berurah says, in Sifkot Lamed Hei, Yesh Lizor, V'lo Yiziru al Kriyas Shema, the reason why it's emphasized in Kriyas Shema, and the reason why it's actually brought down in this Siman in Shulchan Aruch, is Elo Mishum Shem Mesur al Kol, V'yesh Po Yichud Shemaim. Is that over here there's a special emphasis because it's everybody's going to say Shema, and also when he's proclaiming Hashem's kingdom, so that's why it's brought down over here. But really one should be careful whenever one reads Psukim in the Torah and Davin. Sif Chof Gimel. Tzorich ledaktik shelo yarpe achozok v'lo yachzek harofei. One should not make a strong sound weak and vice versa. V'lo yaniach anod. One should, when it comes to shavaz, we know there is shavaz which are pronounced and shavaz which are not pronounced. Shavanach and shavana. So it's lo yaniach anod. Do not pronounce the weak one. V'lo yaniach danach. And vice versa. And Mishneh Berurah brings a few examples. Sifkot Sif Chof Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Tzorich likrois Kriyas Shema betamim kmo shum betoyre. Shulchan Aruch says that one should say Shema betamim with the right sound, as if you'd be learning from the Torah. But the Ramah says, avolei noagu ken b'medinas eilu, that's not our custom. Mikol mokem, nevertheless, hamedaktikim, people are careful, machmirim, they are stringent bekach with this. Mishneh Berurah does point out in Sifkot Lamed Ches, Pekach Bilvad Sheichavein, More important than the tune is the kavona. People who are overly particular about the tune part, they may forget to have kavona, and that's not so important. The kavona is much more important than the tuning.
Sif chofei shkshoymru ukshar tom leois al yodecho.
When you say the words ukshar tom leois al yodecho, you mashmish betfilin, you touch the tefillin shel yad. And when you say the words "voyle tovoyz ben einecho," yemashmeish, you should touch b'shel rosh, the tefillin shel rosh. Ukshayoyim, when you say "urei semoy soy," yemashmeish b'shtei tzitzis shel lefonim, you should hold the two tzitzis in front of you. Mishneh Berurah says in Sefkot Namitas, "V'kshayim ukshatim lois," v'chem b'parsha shniyah, k'shemaskin tefillin tzoich lemashmeish. Again, in the second parsha of Shema, when you mention tefillin, you should touch it as well. Not everybody is got a minik, but the Mishneh Berurah does bring this down. Sif Chof Beis, yesh noigin likros ki Hashma bekoil rom. The minik is to say Shema loudly. V'yesh noigin likros belachas. Others have the minik of saying Shema quietly. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, yom ru posikishon bekoil rom. The first post should certainly be said loud. V'chem noigin as, and that's the minik, and that's what's pointed out as well. Importantly, in Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Mem, he says, yesh noigin, linin im yoytze bekiya Shema lidei acher. Can somebody else be moitzi you? Is there such a thing as somebody moitzi Shema? Says the Mishneh Berurah, does it work or not? I'm Morgan Avon Prima Godin, Morgan Avon Prima Godin discussed this. Most Achronim say that it actually works. And it is not comparable to just thinking about it. The Hiru Lav Kedibu Domi. Thinking about Shema, for sure you're not Yotze. Hiru Lav Kedibu. But when it comes to saying and being Moitzi, the rule is, Shema Koin is somebody who hears. Koin is as if you actually said it. The Kosovo Elastomid, no Elastomid writes, Nira Dafke Bemevin Aloshon is only if he actually understands. And even with Loshna Kodesh, Binyan Dafke Shovin Neshemea. It's only if you understand and you understand properly Shema. Ein Besimen Kov Tzadigimel. Uveshiure Knes Agdoila, the opinion of the Shiure Knes Agdoila is, Hevi Beshim Bekas Avrom, Tzadafke Biyochid Amoitzis Ayoch. It's only one single person, Bimoitzi another single person. Aval Yochid Amoitzis Rabin, but one person Bimoitzi all public, or Yochid Amoitzis Ashnaim, but one person Bimoitzi two, Bekas Amozen. Afilu Meinom Avini Bloshna Kodesh Yoitzim, even if they do not understand, they'll be Yoitzim. So, as to whether a person can be Moitzi others, the Aloche is, if it's you certainly have to understand if it's one person, person understand, one person be moitzi others. But if it's yochid yochid, then even if it doesn't, even if it doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh yotze. To recap what we covered in this year, we spoke about the law of the pronunciations, which needs to be accurate. Designs which have to be accurate. We spoke about making sure you don't say the two lamets in one go. In many other cases as well, which need to be pronounced correctly and accurately. The Shulchan Aruch then also mentions the Shulchan Aruch also mentions Halacha that Baruch Shem has to be said quietly, and the reason as discussed in Mishneh Berurah. We also learned that even with Shavuos, one should be careful to pronounce the Shavuos accurately. By the way, many of the contemporary Sidurim, they make a sign by the Shavuos which need to be pronounced because the rules are very complicated. We learned them when we are 4 years old, and afterwards not really anymore. So it's very helpful indeed that Sidurim print this out to make the print the place where the Shavuos need to be pronounced. We also learned that the minik where one touches the tefillin. And finally, we learned that many of the minhag to say Shema loud and others say it quietly.